Hi, I'm April, your host of Teachable Moments with April podcast. If you're a new listener, welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. Remember, teachable moments are all around us. Happy listening. A prayer for wives from their husbands from husbandrevolution.com. Dear Lord, I pray that you would use me today to show my wife how valuable she is, not just to you, but also to me and to our children and to our friends and family. She's a world changer and is definitely being used by you to bless others. Because of her, many have new hope. Because of her, our children know safety. Because of her, I know love. Thank you for her, God. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Wellness Wednesday. Today's content is from Our Daily Word, For Better or Worse, with the book of Ephesians 5, 22 and 25. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church. Within a cheap shot of our house is a golf course. When I stand in my backyard, I see ponds waiting hungrily for my next errant shot. At times, I can imagine sand traps and trees joking about my bad days. I mention the sport with mixed feelings. I like to golf occasionally, but living so close to the golf course reminds me of my failures in playing the game, which has its disadvantages. A similar problem can occur in your marriage. Sometimes a husband and a wife can lose sight of the hopes and dreams they once shared. Then the very presence of the other becomes a source of irritation, a reminder of past failures and disappointments. When the Apostle Paul wrote his letter to the Ephesians, he asked husbands and wives to turn their thoughts to their relationship with the Son of God. Found at Ephesians 5, 22 and through 33, In him, we find undying love and forgiveness for our failures. In him, we find someone who loves to forget the worst and bring out the best. He reminds us of not what we've lost, but of what we have yet to find. Forgive us, Father, for focusing on our flaws and failures rather than on the love of your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to discover and rediscover our spouse in the light of our Lord's great love for us. Today's affirmation is this: marriages may be made in heaven, but they have to be worked out on earth. A prayer for a man of God. Loving Father, thank you for sending Jesus to come as our perfect example of a godly man, a man who demonstrated that godly living means to walk in spirit and in truth, in submission to the Holy Spirit, and in obedience to you, his Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Wellness Wednesdays. Today we're going to be talking about relationships, different types of relationships. So I invite you to come back at 9 a.m. when we look at a devotional from Our Daily Bread, True Change, based on the book of Ephesians 4, verses 22 through 24. Then at 10 a.m. we look at Our Daily Bread, Sister to Brother, based on the book of 1 Timothy 5, verses 1 and 2. Then at noon, we look at Our Daily Bread again, and we read Warning Signs based on Proverbs 15:1. At 2 p.m., we look at the Spirit of Family, Faith, Inspiration, and Healing, and we talk about Working Through Divorce by Leslie Miller. And lastly, at 4 p.m., we look at the Spirit of Family again, Faith, Inspiration, and Healing, and we discuss How to Overcome Infidelity in Your Marriage by Veronica Walker Douglas. I hope to see you there. You are just listening to Teachable Moments with April podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. We invite you to stay connected with us on our social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. We also encourage you to join the Teachable Moments with April podcast family by becoming a paid subscriber. As always, be well and stay blessed. Until next time.